All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 58 of American Vindicta. I am your host, Doug Thornton, and today's date is February 10th, 2022. We have some strange and interesting things that are happening on the news, and I just wanted to be able to give you an update, share with you some commentary. I would like to start off by saying, please go to mountain-state-survival.com. Continue to prep. Use Jeff's website. Support your local patriotic businesses. Give your money to people who actually use it responsibly and who do not then take the proceeds and give it to New World Order globalists who want to, you know, what, disenfranchise patriotism or bastardize it or just make it, you know, illegal. I recently read the DHS National Terrorism Advisory Bulletin. And I advise everyone to go to DHS.gov and look up the National Terrorism Advisory Bulletin and read it for yourself. It came out on February 7th. And go ahead and see how, if you have any type of narrative that the government doesn't like, you are going to be deemed a violent extremist or a domestic extremist or soon to be a terrorist, probably guys like me. You know, eventually, because a lot of this on the new DHS Bulletin, it directly targets people like the trucker movement, the MAGA rallies, guys like me who are independent radio, alternative news, alternative radio, whatever it is that I'm called. I just find the hubris in it. You know, we can say what we want, but you can't say what you want. We can say praise Satan, speaking of the Democrats, and we can butcher children. And we can dress men up as trannies and make them go and read a storybook at tranny storytelling hour in front of kindergartners. But don't you dare say a freaking thing about it. I'm so disgusted. I am just livid after reading this new DHS terrorism bulletin. You know, I worked for DHS for 10 years. And when I was working there, for the beginnings, we were actually looking for, you guessed it, terrorism. We were, to the best of our extent, actually doing our jobs in protecting the nation. Now look at it. Now look at the corrupt Department of Justice and their corrupt Gestapo goons, the FBI. And not every FBI field agent, by the way. I have worked with many FBI field agents who I find to be admirable, patriotic people who have a well-meaning, and they diligently do their job with valor. However, comma, there's not that many of them. I have a friend of mine who was a former task force guy, and I asked him one day, I said, hey, bro, percentage-wise, how much of the FBI is caught up in this radical leftist crap? And he said, nah, right off the top of my head, 80%. Wow, 80%. He said, oh, yeah. Yeah, whenever we would gather for any type of intel or, you know, just gathering that day for whatever task we were given, you would have the patriots and the veterans go and sit over here in this corner, and then you would have the nerd, geeky, weird leftist group over here, and then you had the bureaucrats that are in the back sucking up to the bosses, and there wasn't much cohesion, and even whenever there was an actual threat. You know, something that was actionable intelligence-wise that they could have went and prevented. And not saying that they didn't prevent things, okay? I've worked with these people. I know some of the hard work and some of the dangerous cases they've been on, especially up in the Northeast. However, those times have changed. Those people who were the leftists that were radicals, the Obama nights that, you know, I mean, everywhere you looked, it had Obama's face on it, or they were in their corner, their cubicle would be like a voodoo temple shrine to Obama and his family. Freaking absolute super weird stuff. Those people are in charge now. And those people hate white people. They hate alpha males. They hate patriotic people. And I have no idea why. I have no idea how they got promoted to that level unless people above them, obviously, promoted them into those positions. Because guys like me, took me a long time to get any type of headway for a promotion. And, you know, thankfully with DHS, and, you know, I know DHS gets a real bad rap all the time, but the core of DHS are veterans. The core of DHS are former, you know, street cops. The Department of Justice, on the other hand, some of their agencies are not that group of people. So one day when this dystopian culture finally breaks down and we have our epic civil war and everyone's trying to kill each other and it looks like Night of the Broken Glass from Nazi Germany, there's going to be quite a fight on their hands, an end fight, because you're going to have patriotic people who are eventually going to be pushed to that ethical, moral decision in the road of, do you stand with them or do you stand with us? Are you for the government? Are you for the illegal overreach and the breaking of the Constitution? Or do you choose to separate yourself from that and from your retirement and your benefits, give up the badge, give up the take-home car, and join with the patriots? If you're listening to me and you happen to belong to any of those agencies, I want you to know that I'm not your enemy. The American people are not your enemy. But you are being told that we are your enemy because we support radical freedom. We support, as Thomas Jefferson said, dangerous freedoms. When you have a government and government officials who say that the framers of the Constitution, our founding fathers, would be considered terrorists nowadays. They were considered terrorists then, but they still had the balls and the aptitude to create the country that we live in that, hey, you work for. You don't work for Obama. You don't work for Susan Rice. You don't work for Nancy Pelosi. You don't work for Chuck Schumer. You don't work for all these weirdos. You work for we the people. And many of my fellow law enforcement officers out there have either ignored what they were supposed to be doing and chose the darker side, or they have outright forgot their original duty, which is to uphold justice and to protect the innocents. Whenever you go along with these cabals, eventually, it's going to catch up to you in a bad way. I don't want to see that happen to you. We don't need an infight between American citizens and law enforcement. We don't need an infight between law enforcement, the military, and American citizens. The intelligence communities do that good enough already. And not only that, but the mainstream media is the biggest propagator of that, along with big tech, along with all these weird, freaking satanic type people who are out there who just want bloodshed. They want violence. You know, why did God destroy the world the first time? Because the world was found to be swallowed in violence. And not just a violence between man and man, but a violence to everything that God had made wholesome and holy. Which is what we're finding now. You're tearing down the foundations and principles of the nuclear family. You have taken the Ten Commandments off of almost all courthouses. You've thrown away the gift that God has given you, and you have accepted a whimsical lie from the head liar in chief. And I'm not talking about Barack Obama. I'm on a rant. There's so much I want to say to you. There's so much out there that I want to complain about. And I find that many of you who are listening, you listen to me because we have found a equal ground in the, how would you say this, the debauchery that is going on in America. We have found an equal ground in patriotism. We have found an equal ground in actual equal rights. You know, I promote nothing more but freedom, safety, and security on this radio show and the love of God. And anyone or anything that gets in the way of that is the enemy of we, the people. The problem is that the government finds itself to think the same thing. But it's now finding that we, the people, are the enemy of them, the government. That is quite the backwards way of thinking. And you know, these globalist agenda, they have all different types of schemes out there. We're going to talk about a few of them that I know of. They have all these conspiracy theories out there about depopulation and the mark of the beast, and you know, that's actually being researched right now, obviously. You know, wanting to use viral agents and biological warfare to depopulate or poison the food or just outright murder people, you know, shove everyone into internment camps until they die. I mean, there's all different types of stuff out there. You've heard it, the FEMA camp stories, you know, it. And I will say this, if you don't believe that, within every bit of a lie, there are elements of truth to it. Friedrich Nietzsche said that, you know, they muddy the waters so that you can't see how deep it is. Or I guess you could say how shallow it is. Because they want us all to fight one another so that we don't pay attention to what they're doing. But we are. We are very well informed of what they're doing. And we use their own weapons against them. The internet was used, created originally as a Department of Defense apparatus, but it was eventually used to be something that you can spy upon us with, that you could maintain a level of control over us with. But we, the people, are smarter than you think, and we use it to do the same thing to them. So because we have, you know, we have explored and discovered different dark things that are out there, like Bohemian Grove. And please look up Bohemian Grove if you want to find out why I do not trust my politicians. I do not trust the better half of my head government agencies anymore, because many of these people were on these guest lists, you know, to include mainstream media and Hollywood and military and other world leaders. It just makes you think, what are they really planning for? Why do we need to have a war with Russia in Ukraine? And I'm not saying that the sanctity of the people of Ukraine is not important. I don't wish for any bloodshed on either side. I don't wish for any loss of life on the American side, the Ukrainian side, or even the Ruski side, you know. I really would like for us just to all, you know, love one another as Christ said, and just get along. We have enough problems in this world. We don't need to kill each other through nuclear fire because of some boundary lines. But, you have government officials and heads of governments who think differently, who think that, you know, like Vladimir Putin, we are going to take Ukraine back. And if you get in the way, we're going to hit you with a nuke. If you annex Crimea through the means of the military, as we did recently, we are going to strike you. And within a flash of an eye, before Article 5 of the NATO treaty can be enacted, which is all member states coming together to defend one, we're going to strike. And I believe them. And ask yourself this. Ask random strangers this. When Vladimir Putin threatens something, is it a threat that should be taken lightly, or is it a threat that you think he will enact? I, for one, with the knowledge that I have, I take him at his word. I believe the man will do as he says. He is not the same globalist as the others are. He's, as far as we know, he's not within the realms of the same New World Order as we are. It doesn't mean that he doesn't correlate to that. It doesn't mean that there are elements of, I guess you could say, likeness there. I mean, you know, you never know what a dictator like Vladimir Putin is going to do. But at the same time, America, we're falling apart. Hello, government. We're falling apart. Our bridges are falling apart. Our roads are falling apart. People are starving in inner cities, and not just inner cities, but out throughout the Appalachias and places and towns that have been forgotten by the world. We have poisoned water. We have poisoned food. There are all different types of horrific ways that they're growing food. Hello, Monsanto. We have open borders that are just funneling in terrorists and violent criminals, and also needy families. You know, they are in there as well. But there is a legal process to that, if anyone dare try it. We don't enforce our own constitutional orders sometimes. We don't enforce our own laws. If anything, we make up laws to circumvent laws. All by politicians, by the way. We're not listened to. We the people are not listened to. We're thrown to the side. Get out of the way, you stupid sheep. Go over there and eat your daily ration of grass. That's what they think about you. That's why they poison the food for the fast foods like McDonald's or Sonic or Burger King or Taco Bell. You know, I dare you. Make your own hamburger with meat from the supermarket, which hopefully is not cloned beef meat. Yeah, that's a real thing. Hopefully it's 100% grass-fed American beef. And tell me if it tastes the same as any other hamburger from any other, you know, fast food restaurant. It's not. It tastes completely different. It tastes better. But, you know, they put in all these different little types of toxins in there to make you like it and to make you want to eat it more. There's a whole list, a litany of experimental ingredients that they put inside these foods. You can do that research if you want. I did that years ago. And, you know, I'm not perfect. I still eat at McDonald's occasionally whenever I'm hungry. You know, I'll still go out and eat here and there. I'll tell you one thing I actually have been doing. You may not like this. When I'm feeling hungry, I do my best to go and find sushi, because at least I know if it's a damn raw fish, you haven't done anything to it yet. So, you know, I mean, I roll the risk with salmonella on that one, but I just don't trust this system anymore. I really don't. I can't believe our lights are still on. I can't believe I'm even allowed to sit here and bitch into this microphone anymore. I'm surprised they haven't moved on everybody yet. I really am. I really, really am. I think these people think that they're so close to enacting whatever globalist agenda it is that we are just waiting for it to happen, you know. We have countries in the UK that I have been monitoring since last year. I gave you the list. There's 17 of them that all enacted the draconian COVID measures and the COVID passports. Many of those countries, and I said it right there, I think at like December 31st, I said that, you know, I'm waiting to see if these countries really go through with it or if they, you know, if they lax. Well, a lot of them are just getting rid of the whole COVID measures. So, hey, good on you. I hope you continue to do that, because it's better to have your people be free than to be imprisoned within the boundaries of their own country like China did, or Australia, or New Zealand, or Canada, or Brussels. You know, I mean, it just goes on and on. Germany. I mean, I can keep going. You know, it's strange when, like, you look at Mexico and the anarchy of the cartels and the federales. You know, the completely destabilized currency that they have. And I look at those people in Mexico and I go, I almost think you are freer than I am right now, even though you live under the rule of drug lords. I mean, honestly, if the Mexican citizens were allowed to have guns, because they're not allowed to in Mexico, if they had the capacity to own firearms as Americans do, I think more people would go to Mexico. I really, really do believe that. Not only is it cheaper there, and, you know, there's a lot of really beautiful places out there, but the government overreach just is not there like it is here in the U.S. It is there. Then the corruption is miles long. It is generations deep. But it is not like America. It is not like all these other countries, especially these NATO countries and UN countries. You know, We're going to go to our first break, and we'll be right back.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing, and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready-Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it. Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
All right, and we're back. This is American Vindicta. Before we get on anything else, I want to say to everyone who's been emailing me, thank you very much. Your words of encouragement and some of your funny rants that you give to me are quite amusing and entertaining and uplifting, and I really do appreciate them. If you want to be able to email the show, tell me what you like, what you don't like, give me tips, give me ideas for new shows. I'm always up for it, guys. You can go to AmericanVindictaShow.com. There is a link, I think, to the far right at the top where you can email us. There's also a donation button. If you donate to the show, everything from these proceeds are going to go back into the show. I am not one of those guys who are going to be trying to get rich off of a little radio show like mine. You know, I do this all for free, all right? I get paid by my sponsors, but I am not living rich how do I say this? I can't just go out and buy the latest car with what I make. So I have took a tremendous hit after leaving the government. I was making six figures. Right now, I'll be lucky if I make an eighth of that. Yeah, so I'm still living off of what I made previously. And that is okay. God is providing me. And if you feel the need or the want to donate to this show, I want you to know that everything you're going to do is going to go back into this show. I'm not going to use it for anything else. I'm not going to be using it for buying chicken feed. I'm not going to be using it for buying tools or guns or any of that other, you know, cool macho stuff. It's going right back in the show. I think so far, we got a couple hundred dollars in there. And I mean, to me, I'm humbled. I am truly humbled that anyone has donated any of their hard money, their hard earned money to this show. And I will say this, if you can't donate, that is fine. I am not asking you to donate. I'm not one of these guys who's going to come out every single show and say, "Oh, please support us so that we can get out and fight evil and tyranny and all that." No, you let all those other people do that. If you need the $10, if you need the $20, if you need the $100 to help you better prepare, it would be better for me that you are prepared than for me to buy a new camera for this show to eventually do the little movie skits I'm going to be doing. They're going to be really cool. You're going to hear some of that here in a little bit. I think you might like it. You might not. But that is the evolution of this show, the American Vindictus Show. We are going to be having something called the Wrecker Chronicles. Just to give you a little bit of an insight for that, what it is in the not-so-distant future, I have created a character that is going to be walking you through what possibly it would look like during the, I guess you could say, tribulation. When all the agendas are enacted, when the beast system has come alive, and when Christians are on the run. That is what I am currently doing. I am in the process of writing scripts and all different types of stuff. And, you know, this is all new to me. You know, I spent the last 14 years with a gun in my hand for the government. So, you know, this is new territory for me, but I'm liking it. I feel re-energized by Christ for it. I don't know why I'm doing it. I really don't. I'm not going to lie to you. I have other hobbies instead of staying up until 4 in the morning working on what you're going to hear later. I think I've spent at least 9 hours on editing. I have so much respect for anyone out there that deals with computers and editing films or editing music or editing, you know, podcasts. My Lord, is there so much you have to do. And when you're a one-man party and, you know, you type on the keyboard with just two fingers, it takes someone like me a while. But, you know, it's okay. I haven't broken anything yet, so hopefully we'll put out some cool material and you'll like it. My goal of all this is honestly, and once again, I'm doing this for Christ, not for money. I am not making this for money. That's why I'm spending my money making it. I want to put out a material for Christians to consider what the future will be if we don't slow down the processes of war now. If we don't repent now, if we don't turn from our wicked ways, I'm going to give you what I consider to be possibly a glance in the future based off of my military and my government experience. I've traveled the world a couple times. I've seen some really bad places. I've met some really, really bad people. And I'm going to throw all of my worldly knowledge into this, but I'm going to give it to you from a biblical perspective. I don't know of too many people who are doing that, so, you know, maybe I'm leading the way, and hopefully I can inspire more people to put forth more material like that. So, that's my spiel. Real quick, a dear sister in Christ, Corin, has emailed me. And thank you for emailing me, Corin. And she wants to know, can martial law or anything around that happen in Texas with the special camps? And do I foresee anything happening within our state or within our country, besides just the blue states? Could it ever happen in Texas? And I want to tell you, the possibility is yes. Even though you see red and blue on the maps, those are not the people who are in power. Those are the voters. The voters do not matter to the people in power. The people who vote do not write the laws, they do not put forth the regulations, and they do not enact these, I don't know what you would call it, treasonous bills, unconstitutional bills. You know, that's not we the people doing that. So is the possibility out there for Texas to turn purple and then blue? Absolutely it is. Is the possibility for civil war to happen in this country? Absolutely it is. I've traveled this country and I've been in some really, really crappy cities. And I've met some really, really crappy politicians and heads of government and heads of, you know, law firms like the ACLU or, you know, a lot of these terrorist movements like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. You know, I've had my interactions with these people. And if you, wherever you live in America right now, you could probably just gaze off into the distance and go, oh, yep, in that general direction is a big sinkhole of problems. It's called a city. mega cities. In my mind, I think eventually America is going to look like Judge Dredd. They'll want us all to live in mega cities because everything else would be a wasteland from nuclear fire. But maybe it's avoidable. Maybe it's not. I don't believe prophecy is unavoidable, and I don't believe that you can turn back the hands of time. I think if our nation doesn't, as a whole, accept Jesus into our lives and repent for the innocent bloodshed, and then tear down all these temples of Satan, and there are many, not just the temple of Satan, then no, I don't think we're saved, and I don't think we're safe. As the Bible tells me, we are going to go through tribulation together. We are all going to experience horrific times together. And not to step on anyone's toes here, I don't think we're going to be caught up in the sky. I believe what the Bible has told me. And from the beginning of the book to the end, God's people have always went through tribulations and suffered, and very few of them were ever caught up in the sky. So that's my mindset. That's how I prepare for it. You can chew my head off if you want, but that's just my mindset. So real quick, I probably just lost half my viewers. Real quick, we're going to read some headlines. And once again, I don't exactly like Fox News, MSNBC, or CNN. So I go to InfoWars mainly because it's entertaining, and they actually have really good articles out there that are geared for Christians and patriots and doomsdayers or whatever it is that the government wants to call us. And I find most of their stuff to be highly accurate. Highly accurate. So real quick, Canadian police surrounded Freedom Convoy as tensions mount before weekend rally kicks off. Yeah, good job, Trudeau. Way to keep screwing your people over. Way to look like a real scumbag there, you limp-wristed biscuit. Serbia intercepts hundreds of migrants migrants bound for the European Union. Woman's autopsy. Obituary blames Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for death. I want you to know right now, do not be surprised if within, 2 or 3 years, millions of people die. Millions of people die. Not my opinion. Doctor's opinion. What doctor's opinion? The doctors that are completely blacklisted from the FDA, from CDC, from the WHO, who say, oh, those doctors with their pedigrees, they don't know what I know. How about this? When you have doctors who serve Christ and you have doctors who serve Satan, one of them is going to tell you a lie and use science to back his lie. One of them is going to tell you a truth and is going to use righteousness and science to show you the truth of it. We're always going to have this loggerheads here. And I believe that if you were sealed within the blood of Jesus, you are going to see through a lie. Which why in Revelation is why people are going to be able to see us. They're going to know that you're a Christian. Oh, look, there's a Christian. He's not completely deformed with a defibrillator built into his heart because of all the vaccines and because of the poisoned food and because of the chip in his hand. God. Pfizer suppresses explosive information. Yeah, go figure, Pfizer. The same Pfizer that donated to Donald Trump. Here we go. Sold out Madison Square Garden concert. Crowd chants, let's go, Brandon. I love it. I love you crazy people. Former Democrat James Carville says he wants to punch the unvaccinated in the face. Coming from the guy who literally looks like a Siamese cat. How genuine. And you know, to be someone who is a fellow LSU fan, that really hurts me. So many words I want to use, but I can't use it over the radio. I want to punch you in the face back. So I think my punch may be a little bit better than yours, you limp-wristed idiot. Let me see. Two high school basketball game players collapse mid-game and die on same day. How much more of this do we need to see of some of the most physically in shape people in the world, from our high schools to professional athletes who have taken multiple shots and their boosters, collapse from the same problem, heart failure of some kind? When are you going to snap out of it, America? You were lied to. All right, so let's go over something real quick. Let's talk about the United Nations real quick. Let's look at some of their goals for Agenda 2030. Number one, no poverty. And I believe there's 17 of these? Yeah, 17. So, one, no poverty. Well, that's probably because they're going to use depopulation to kill half the world, so there'll be plenty of food to go around. Oh, zero hunger, that's number two. Well, one and two are kind of the same thing, aren't they, with depopulation? Bunch of freaks. Three, good health and well-being. Well, will that be from all of our augments? From all the augmentation and the new brain chip that Elon Musk wants to put in my head? Is that where that's going to come from? Our breakthroughs in science? The latest breakthrough in science that we had is killing a lot of people. So I don't think I'm going to trust you on that one. Quality education. Yeah, like 2 + 2 = 5. How about that one? Or, see, circle here if you are a male, female, or fairy tale creature. Yeah, because that's how our kids are being raised. Oh, to go along with that. Gender equality. Gender equality. Hey, ladies, when we get into a world war and your daughters or yourself, if you're of age, gets drafted, let me know how that equality works for you. Because a conscripted military never worked for anybody. Clean water and sanitation. Yeah, okay, Flint, Michigan. We can't even solve our own problems in America. Yet we say by 2030 that's going to be the goal: clean water and sanitation. I don't have the article in front of me, but I read it recently. You can research this if you want. I can't remember which city it is in America, but they're taking deceased people and cremating them. And then they are flushing that down the drain, and it goes into your sewers. And then from the sewers, it goes out into the fields, and your ashes get to help, you know, I guess, garden today's latest crops from Monsanto. So there you go. There's your clean water. Affordable and clean energy. Yeah, right. Affordable and clean energy. My light bill is through the freaking roof. I do live on a farm, and we are incubating a crap load of eggs from our chickens. However, it shouldn't be as high as it is. And affordable and clean energy? What, like the windmills across North Texas that all failed whenever the big freeze happened last year? Yeah, thanks. That cost me a lot of money. Idiots. Number eight, decent work and economic growth. Has anyone experienced economic growth lately? All of those of you who have lost your jobs because of COVID, my heart goes out to you, by the way. Find something else to do. Don't sit on your hands. There are other things out there. A gentleman and I have been speaking back and forth who listens to the show. There are a lot of opportunities out there for people with drones. I'm not talking about the crappy ones you buy at Walmart. I'm talking about like the DJI expensive drones. You can use those for realty companies. You can use those for surveys, like one that I saw was electrical line inspection. Those guys are making buku money. There are uses out there. You just have to take your money and invest it properly and then get out and bust your ass and make money. Okay? Sitting around looking at a microphone and screaming into the microphone is not how you make a lot of money. So, yeah, I guess I just put my foot in my own mouth. I am getting into the drone business, personally. One day I'll share that. But I myself am getting into the drone business. There's, you know, freelance photography is another one. There's some really good websites out there that talks about that. You're going to be a fish in a very, very big pond if you get into this. So make sure that whatever you do is unique, that you put all of your effort into it, and that, you know, you bust your butt. And make sure that it's what God is wanting you to do, though. Don't just take my advice for it. Make sure it's what God wants you to do. So, number 10, reduced inequalities. Reduced inequalities. That is part of the 2030 agenda. Number 11, sustainable cities and communities like Chicago and Baltimore and D.C. we'll be able to sustain gunfire for years. Number 12, responsible consumption and production. Yeah, well, when we're all eating bugs, we'll be eating responsibly, won't we? Number 13, climate action. God, get off of the climate thing. You people. Whenever you shut down the factories in India and in China, come let us know about your climate action. Until then, shut up. Number 14, life below water. Okay, I kind of agree with that. Stop dumping all your stuff out into the water, okay? For all you fishermen out there, and that's me, myself included, don't just throw your beer can out into the water, all right? Stick it underneath the water. Make sure it fills up and it sinks to the bottom, all right? So that's a little bit of tip. Number 15, life on land. So that's where they want to preserve the lands. Well, trust me, that's part of what Joe Biden's already wanting to do. That's why he wants to buy, what is it? Close to 400 million acres in America, and half of that will be for the green energy. Half of it will be like a natural preserve so that you can't buy any land, so that you have to stay in the suburbs and the cities.
Okay, well, here we go.
In strong institutions, we have seen peace and justice, haven't we?
How are the volume levels now? Okay, thank you. Have we begun broadcasting? Okay, good. Thank you, James. Here we go. My fellow patriots, this is Wrecker Actual, and I am your destiny. Is 2037. If you are hearing this, then you may be wondering to yourself, is this some kind of a joke? 2037. I assure you that this is no joke. Let me explain. It has taken some time for my engineers to program this recently acquired quantum computer that we have found. And supposedly this can tap into another realm or another plane of reality, allowing me to reach back into the past to speak to you now. If I were you, I would agree that this is a madness, but in the not-so-distant future, many great and strange things are achievable. I don't know if this message is being received, but it is broadcasting, and I pray that someone is listening to this message. In the not-so-distant future, your country is effectively neutralized by a cabal of ruinous powers. Following the Great War with Russia, our country was betrayed by our neutral allies and many of our long-term closest allies. Might I add that not one of our allies came to our aid. China had agreed to help our government, and they had helped to stay the hand of Vladimir Putin, the current president of Russia. But they failed to act when called upon. Who would ever guess that a communist dictatorial state would betray their ally. The president of the United States then, had told us that the enemy of my enemy is my friend. That the CCP would honor their agreement and help NATO to rein in Putin. What a big damn mistake that ended up being. China didn't fire one shot in that war. Well, not the Russians anyways. One cannot imagine the amount of chaos that happened in our country after the first few days of war. The utter panic, the chaos, and the following mayhem, it was unthinkable. The stores were stripped bare of anything worth a value. The food markets were ravaged. Fueling stations turned into battle zones between citizens and gangs and law enforcement alike, all battling for that precious resource of fuel. All of it to gain what precious little resources they could acquire before the missiles fell from the heavens. I don't recall exactly what started the war, nor do the, I guess you could say, politicians. They didn't give us any adequate reason for the necessity of war. But I do remember that the panic and fear spreading across the country was just as bad as one of the latest contagions. If we were accurate in our calculations, and if we programmed this damn instrument correctly, this message should be reaching you now in the year 2022. A climatic year, as I remember, but much more peaceful than our current situation. I was a younger man back then. I was headstrong, full of dreams, and grasping for the opportunities our great nation could provide. I was hopeful for our country then. There was a revolt from the people that was sweeping across our nation and across many others. A shout for freedom that had turned into a worldwide movement. All this due to a form of medical tyranny. Tyranny. A word that should be paid close attention to and not discounted. Back then it was a beautiful thing to watch, this liberty of motion. Between the MAGA movements and the trucker convoys and other countries erupting over government lockdowns, you would really think that, you know, we were winning. I told myself that. I told myself that I could hear the bells of freedom ringing in the distance. Little did I know those patriotic tunes would turn into the waving warning klaxons from the air raid sirens. Thank you. We had little warning when the missile struck. The media told us that every military base in America was marked for destruction. We were warned about the imminent danger by what you would call then the mainstream media. You see, in 2037, after the wars, the media is now known as the State Information and Propaganda Agency, or we better know it as STIPA. We were warned by the Russian government back in late 2022 of the impending war in Ukraine and false flag operations led by American provocateurs. The Russian officials condemned our government at various international forums and actually pleaded with our military service members not to follow orders, but not just the officers, you see, but the rank and file soldier, sailor, airman, and marine. The American people did not want another useless war. But once again, we were ignored by the elected. Social media platforms were even hacked by the Russian military, whom surprisingly tried to emphasize to Americans that mutually assured destruction was still on the table, that Russia would not tolerate any direct attack on the motherland, and for us, the citizens of the U.S., to attempt to prevent in any way an all-out war by any means necessary. Russia at that time had exhausted all means of communication with our government by the time the invasion of Ukraine began. After the various attempts to reach a parley with our government, the Russians sent a warning to all Americans in and around a list of U.S. military bases, both ACONUS and stateside. And what happened within the next 24 hours led to what would have potentially been the biggest war the world had seen since World War II. Within 24 hours, intercontinental ballistic missiles were launched from aging silos and striking various strategic locations in both great nations. Besides the casualty numbers reaching in the tens of millions, both in the U.S. and Russia, the speed and intensity of the war was unparalleled. In total, five missiles were launched on the U.S. side and were met with six missiles from the Russians. As for our attack, well, besides the Kremlin, I'm not sure where the other missiles struck. We were told by a military contingent of guardsmen weeks after the fall that our missiles had failed to detonate upon landing or were intercepted by re-entry into the atmosphere by the Russians' missiles, or were otherwise considered ineffective in destroying the Kremlin's main strategic bunker. One guardsman captain that I was able to barter for more information with at the cost of a cigar and a hot cup of coffee told me that he had heard of a conspiracy, a rather fantastical tale, that many of the nuclear warheads were rendered safe and the deadly ordinances were removed by a previous administration. And that the only reason why five missiles were launched is because there was a military-wide mutiny against the orders from the current president. She was a crude and evil soul. She was not liked by anybody, no matter how many times she had ran for president. But she was flung upon us due to happenstance and the failing mental health of her predecessor. The vice president then, at that time, was considered wholly incompetent and never even given the chance to hold office. Now, according to this captain, the bases where the missiles were staged for launch all erupted in gunfire as teams of Air Force security forces were actually attacking their own facilities that they were tasked with guarding in some hope of gaining control of the silos before a launch could be initiated. Most of the mutinous attacks would have actually proved successful, except for those five. Those five launches doomed our people. Within a matter of an hour, Russian nuclear missiles were roaring through the skies and falling on our cities like vengeful gods. Six locations designated for nuclear Armageddon. Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York City, Denver, Atlanta, and San Francisco. All elements of power and control were frequented and considered to be democratic bastions by a group of deranged politicians were now eternally illuminated by nuclear fire. The chain reaction after the strikes were to be predicted. Much of the country was in a riot. Law was suspended and looting was a common act. The nation went into a declaration of martial law that still to this day has not been lifted. Now, I'm being told that I'm running out of time. We're going to have to move again. The burden of not being able to stay in place, it really affects us at this point. Our campsites have to constantly be moved. To the American people listening to my voice, this is real. I'm warning you all what your future will be. You must prevent this. It is up to all people in all facets of power now to act or prepare for the worst. What we face now in my timeline would, to many, be worse than death. I must leave you now, but I will attempt to reach back out to you again. I have so much to tell you of your future. This is Wrecker Actual. End of transmission.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.